he came wiggling out from under the bed. Oh, good, and maybe I'll get one, too. Forget that, pal. You get just what you deserve, a big nothing. Oh, bug juice. I was about to give the dunce another chicken mark when... Little Alfred pitched the bone out the window. And all at once, it was time for the closing ceremonies. I gave him a big juicy lick on the cheek, and he gave me a hug. It was a pretty touching ceremony. I mean, the boy and I had gone through a real... But I had a bone waiting for me, so I cut it short and crept out the... I couldn't believe my eyes. The cat had come out of nowhere and was in the process of eating and slobbering all over my Golden Bone Award. For a second or two, my mind went blank and I saw nothing but a huge curtain of red. This was it. I couldn't stand anymore. Right there in the yard, I would pulverize the cat for all the... The list was long. Trying to steal my evidentiary material, telling me the big whopperous lie about the potted chicken, which I had never believed, no kidding, and now slobbering on my Golden Bone Award. But at the last second, I caught myself. Instead of giving the little snot the pounding he so richly deserved, I would defeat him through cunning and strategy and higher intelligence. You'll be impressed by this. See, instead of yielding to my savage instincts and waking up the house again and getting flogged by Sally Mae's broom, I lured the stupid cat into my most secret and deadly ploy, the ha-ha game. Okay, maybe he... The stupid cat. Skip it. Once again... I had won a huge moral victory over the imbecile cat and had brought the ranch through another dark and dangerous night. Around here, we consider that a pretty good piece of ranch work. Case closed.
<Ooh-hoo-hoo. laughs>